Chapter 8, Mishnah 4, Oichel Minivla Sa'if, a person who eats the nevela, the carcass of a bird, Hatahor, and a bird which is a kosher bird. If it was shechted properly, then you would be able to eat it. But this particular bird wasn't shechted properly, it died. Let's say it died of natural causes, whatever, but it's a carcass. The he beves hablia, and it is in the throat. He's eaten a piece of the bird, and it's in his throat. Metame bebegadim. It immediately makes him tame to the level that it also renders his garments impure. Hanavela atzma, but the carcass itself, ena metame bebegadim, doesn't make a person or his garments impure if he just touches it or carries it. So it's only if he eats it when it goes into his throat that it makes him tame. And that is a special halacha that we learn out from the psukim that the Kohati brings in Vayikra. Hareze oimer, so this one could say, metamecha lo timuni, your what rendered you impure did not render me impure, va'ata timaisani, but you rendered me impure. And this is the garment speaking to the wearer and kind of saying to the wearer, what rendered you impure, meaning the carcass of the bird, couldn't render me impure if it touched me. If the bird carcass just came into contact with the clothing, it wouldn't render the clothing impure. But now that it's rendered you impure, you have rendered me impure. So kind of inadvertently, it couldn't render me impure directly, but inadvertently via you, it's rendered me impure.